From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he isn't expecting much to come of Monday's summit in Helsinki with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Trump declined to offer his goals for the first summit between the two world leaders, but promised nothing bad would come out of it. But U.S. Senator Mark Warner on NBC's Meet the Press said he's concerned Putin could take advantage of President Trump.
I really would feel much better if there were other Americans in the room making sure that we make the point that the first and top point of this agenda should be no further Russian interference in our elections.
Meanwhile, National Security Advisor John Bolton on ABC's This Week said President Trump has a stronger hand going into the Russia summit because of charges against 12 Russian military intelligence officials related to the hacking of Democratic targets in the 2016 presidential election.
That, I think, is what strengthens the president's hand going into Vladimir Putin. That's the strength of the evidence that the department has accumulated. That's what he has to answer.
Trump's summit with Putin is coming 3 days after Special Counsel Robert Mueller indicted the 12 Russian intelligence officers, accusing them of meddling in the elections and to help President Trump win the White House. The United Nations says that the conflict in Afghanistan has killed nearly 1,700 civilians in the first 6 months of 2018. That is the highest number recorded in any comparable time period over the last decade. Islamic State plotted suicide and other attacks caused 52% of civilian casualties, mainly in the capital of Kabul and Nangarhar. And the report was released by the UN Assistance Mission based in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Generals from the United States and North Korea have met to discuss the repatriation of the remains of U.S. soldiers who fought in the Korean War. Michael Minahan, an Air Force Major General with U.S. Forces Korea and the Chief of Staff for the United Nations Command, met with the North Korean general Sunday at the border village in the Demilitarized Zone. It has been 9 years since generals from the two sides last met. Repatriation was one of the items discussed last month at the historic meeting in Singapore between U.S. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. British Prime Minister Theresa May is providing more details about her conversation with U.S. President Trump and his thoughts on her Brexit strategy. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says Donald Trump told her to sue the European Union as part of her Brexit strategy.
He told me I should sue the EU.
Sue the EU?
Sue the EU. Not go into negotiations, sue them.
Speaking to the BBC following Trump's visit to Britain, May said she had ignored his advice. With less than 9 months to go before the UK is due to leave the EU, the country still doesn't have a Brexit deal. And May's Conservatives remain deeply divided over the issue. On Sunday, she warned her party there may be, quote, no Brexit at all if they didn't back her plan to forge a close relationship with the EU after leaving the world's biggest trading bloc.
Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. Iraqi media reports a number of protesters were killed after security forces stormed a sit-in camp Sunday in front of a provincial council headquarters in the southern port city of Basra. Iraq's prime minister has vowed to increase government spending there to improve public services and increase job opportunities for young people. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Protesters shouted and screamed as armed Iraqi forces fired at them to disperse protests in Basra. Amateur video appeared to show protesters falling to the ground after being shot. Iraqi officials claim security forces had fired into the air to disperse the protesters. One protester claimed forces loyal to pro-Iranian Shiite militia commander Hadi al-Amari had fired at the crowd.
Ed Uranian reporting for VOA News. A human rights watchdog says Egyptian authorities are increasingly using counterterrorism and state of emergency laws in courts to unjustly prosecute journalists, activists, and critics for their peaceful criticism. Human Rights Watch said Sunday the abusive practices and distortion of counterterrorism measures happened while Egypt was chairing one of the key United Nations committees. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.